And now for today's spotlight, we have come to the countryside of West Bohemia to visit Gozel Chateau. Ian Willoughby takes you there.
Gozel was originally a hunting lodge. When it was built in the late 18th century, it bore the German name of Waldschloss or Jagdschloss, meaning forest or hunting chateau. Why is it now called Gozel, which is goat in Czech? Apparently the ancient Slavs used to sacrifice a goat on this site at the spring equinox. Their aim? To win the favor of their pagan gods, and hopefully a good harvest. But when the chateau acquired the name Gozel, nobody seems to know. What is known is that it was built between 1784 and 1789. Here's estate manager Karel Bobek.
Postavil ho Václav Habrdic pro stavebníka, kterým byl Jan Vojtěch Černín.
It was built by Václav Habrdic for Jan Vojtěch Černín, who was the supreme huntsman for the Czech kingdom, and was a member of Emperor Josef II's court. Černín was at the start of his career, and building a place like Gozel was the done thing for someone in his position.
Gozel was built in a relatively simple style, square in shape with three ground floor wings and one wing which also has a second story. It's charming and unusual, but rather unimposing, and many visitors tend to notice its outlying buildings before the chateau itself.
Pokud tu nikdy nebyli, tak směřují k těm ostatním budovám, o kterých byla řeč.
People who haven't been here before tend to head straight for the outlying buildings, not the chateau itself. The other buildings were designed by Ignaz Jan Nepomuk Baliardi, a Prague architect of Italian origin, and they're much more impressive architecturally.
Kvadratura nevýrazná, taková šedá.
By the way, Ignaz Paliardia also made his mark on Strahov Monastery in Prague, which was adapted after his design in 1793. And his buildings at Gozel may dominate the actual chateau proper, but visitors don't leave disappointed, says Mr. Bobek.
Myslím, že jsou naopak zase překvapeni, pakliže vstoupí dovnitř a uvidí.
I think once people go inside, they are pleasantly surprised by the variety of individual interiors, by the wall paintings and the furniture.
Prostřednictvím těch nástěnných maleb a toho mobiliáře.
But back to history for a moment. Following the death of Jan Vojtěch Černín, Gozel was inherited by another old Czech aristocratic family, the Valsteins. One of the most interesting members of the family was Arnošt Valstein Wartenberg, who owned a nearby ironworks. In 1859, he set up the Valstein Engineering Works in the nearby town of Pilsen. A decade later, he was bought out by an enterprising employee by the name of Emil Škoda. That's right, Škoda as in today's Škoda cars and machinery. Emil Škoda built the plant up into the biggest engineering works in the Austria-Hungary of the time. His portrait is on display at Gozel. Getting back to the outlying buildings we heard about earlier, one of them has the amusing title, or at least amusing to me, of Lackey House. Karel Bobek points out that 200 years later, it still retains its original purpose, in a sense.
Zrovna v tomhle konkrétním případě to slouží tomu svému autentickému poslání, že tam opět.
And this building actually serves the same purpose today that it was originally built for. Employees live there once again. It was a simple building like the whole of Gozel. An important element in all the occupied rooms, the lackey house included, was the stoves, which were tiled and fired with wood from outside the rooms. But today the staff who live in the lackey house have electric heating.
While the lackey house, the main building, the chapel and the riding hall are visited by thousands every year, and the latter is where students of Pilsen's University of West Bohemia have their graduation ceremonies, the most popular attraction at Gozel is its gardens. Many people make the 15-kilometer drive from Pilsen to visit the gardens in spring, summer and autumn. They were designed by a man named František Xavier France, who gained his expertise at Schönbrunn in Vienna. He had 6,000 trees from around the world planted in the gardens, the borders of which blend in with the surrounding woods and fields. As I say, many locals take advantage of Kozel's charms. It also has many international visitors, though Karel Bobek has seen something of a change in their composition in his time as manager.
Předtím to byly zejména teda turisté, když jste se ptal na ty zahraniční.
In the past, most of our visitors came from the Eastern Bloc, mostly from the former East Germany, but also from Russia and Hungary. After the political changes, we had a big fall off in numbers, before a boom in the mid-90s. We had visitors from Western Germany, mostly en route to Prague or South Bohemia. Nowadays, we get Russians coming here again, but mostly on day trips from the spa towns of Karlovy Vary or Mariánské Lázně.
Pro ně teda poznávací zájezdy nebo výlety jednodenní krátké.